over Beecher's. The loose horse is over in front. He doesn't seem to interfere with any. Rutherford's lost a bit of ground there, but he's all right in the turning out of the fence after
Beecher's. I was quite well placed where I wanted to be, because whenever Foinaven won a race, he always come late in the race. So I was in no hurry at that time. And I was lucky because I don't know how I didn't get brought down.
Has fallen. There's a right pile up. Leedsy has climbed over the fence and left his jockey there. And now with all this...
It was incredible. I think the fact that these horses, it was jumping Beecher's second time.
And everybody jumped it.
They did. And whether it sort of... Because there's such a drop on Beecher's that the next fence is the tiniest fence on the course. And the horse went in, refused, run across the fence, and everything sort of piled up. But I was lucky enough to get through. I think a couple more horses did, but they went and refused at the next fence.
But you must have been, having seen the pictures, you must have been maybe 20, 30 lengths back from when the carnage actually ensued. What was your view of it as you rode forward at pace on Foinaven?
I couldn't believe it. There's horses turning round, coming back towards me, upside down in the fence. You've got to give the old horse a terrible lot of credit to gallop through, seeing what he saw, and still carry on his own. It was brilliant, yeah.
You've got to give the jockey a bit of credit as well, because you had to pick your way through all the trouble. You made your route wide right, didn't you, the right of the fence?
Absolutely. I pulled him out to the outside and jumped it, and it wasn't actually till I jumped Canal Turn. You turn sharp left. It wasn't till I looked down to Valentine's Brook, I thought, bloody hell, they've all gone. You know, I didn't realise everything had gone. So I thought, oh, all I've got to do now is keep him on his feet, because he stayed forever. And I couldn't imagine him falling. He was so careful. So, yeah, I was a very lucky bloke, really.
Second place, third is Greek Scholar. Fourth is Red Alligator, who's finishing fast. Then comes Pack Home, and it's Foinaven holding Honey Ear as they race towards the line. Foinaven, the unconsidered outsider, and John Buckingham holding Josh Gibbard on Honey Ear. Then comes Greek Scholar and Red Alligator. They're racing up towards the line now, and it's Foinaven who missed that melee at Beecher's, going well clear to a fantastic Grand National triumph. Honey End is second, Red Alligator's coming up to be third, and at the line, John Buckingham looks over his shoulder, sees there's no danger, ears prick, Foinaven wins the National, Honey End is second, third is Red Alligator.